Aircheckdownloads.com.
Wham and freedom. Admit it. You've often wondered. In fact, I bet when you got out of bed this morning, I bet you said, I wonder what the best time of day is to water the plants. Research has been done. I will give you the exact time just after 8 o'clock this morning. It's Learn Something Wednesday. Because you'll look at the radio and say, well, that taught me a lesson. That's on the way. Last year, round about this time, we did a little song that featured West Yorkshire place names, and we called it It's Going to Stay Warm Until September. And it is again. We revisit it. See if your local place is mentioned, where you live. It's on the way after 8. Frank Minata of the Whistling Bin Man to come as well. All ahead at Pulse 2.
Your data matters to the NHS.
DAB Digital Radio. Online at pulse2.co.uk. 1278 and 1530 medium wave. Playing the greatest hits of all time. This is Pulse 2.
England will now face Sweden in the World Cup quarterfinals after winning their first ever penalty shootout at the tournament to beat Colombia.
Pulse 2 weather.
Morning, bit of a cloudy start for Wednesday across West Yorkshire, but the sun will break through all the while to leave another dry, warm and sunny day. 26 degrees the high today. Warm and dry this evening, a few mispatches and down to 13. All lanes have now reopened on the east. More travel coming up within 10 minutes.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise and shine.
Good morning, good morning, good morning. I hope you're feeling fine. The sun is just above the hill. Another day for us to fill with all the things we love to do. Oh, can't you hear? It's calling you. Good morning, good morning, good morning. It's time to rise and shine.
Chris Johnson, Pulse 2.
7 minutes past 8, Wednesday morning with the greatest hits of all time from Pulse 2, Phil Collins, and You Can't Hurry Love. Good morning, I'm Chris Johnson, our whistling bin man, Frank Minata. He don't work in Kirklees, he's not out on strike or anything like that. He won't break the picket line, okay? But he's on the way just after 8.30 this morning, going to whistle away with the greatest hit of all time. If you can work out what it is and you get in touch and you're right, you go in the draw Friday morning to win one of the new things we're getting made. Something new. I'm not going to tell you where it is yet. I'm going to wait till they arrive. And then I'll put some pictures on our Facebook and Twitter so that you can just drool. That's all right. American Independence Day today, 4th of July. If you're celebrating, sharing your birthday with Neil Morrissey, Men Behaving Badly, Bob the Builder as well. He's 56 years old today. Bill Withers is 80. The NHS turns 70 tomorrow, day 3 at Wimbledon. No games in the World Cup today. All right, there's no matches on the World Cup, so all your TV shows should be back on. But a result and a half for England last night, winning 4-3 on penalties. It's front page of all the newspapers. We're talking about it here as well. If you want to plan your day on Saturday, which is the quarter-final, England versus Sweden, 3 o'clock is the kick-off time. Okay, 3 o'clock on Saturday afternoon for England. The heat wave continues. There's still no end in sight. Experts are predicting that it is going to stay warm until September, which reminds me of a song.
The weather here is as hot as it can be. We'll pass out on lower ground. I dread to think about Queensbury. So pass my sun cream shades, a knotted handkerchief. It's going to stay warm until September. We'll bake in Ovenden, we'll fry in Frizing Hall. There'll be dry mouths in Tonkars, breaking in weighing stalls. The chafing in Upper Thong will be off the scale. It's going to stay warm until September. I toss and turn at night until I drive myself mad. I'd be better off sleeping in the fridge. No air is coming through my open window tonight. Just 20 moths, 6 flies, 3 bees and a midge. They'll be frying eggs all over the streets of Huddersfield. My sunburn from the other week has only just healed. I love the summertime, but only for 2 days. It's going to stay warm until September. 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 It's going to stay warm until September.
Madonna at Pulse 2 and Open Your Hearts. I've put together this little thing with the Jerusalem music and some of the commentary from last night. If you want to relive it again, if you were watching the footy last night, you've got tired eyes this morning. They were saying, weren't they, that about 2.5 million people are going to throw a sickie today? But I don't think so. I think if England had lost, fair enough. But I think people want to get in and talk about it and celebrate it, lift the mood of the nation as well. So it says here as well, 270,000 people gave up smoking last year. And probably all started again last night.
Pulse 2 Travel.
8.14, M62 eastbound. If you've got any more travel news, give us a buzz. It's 01274 200 300.
Pulse 2 Travel.
Don't you just love summer?
Pulse 2.
8.23 on a Wednesday morning across West Yorkshire. This is Pulse 2 with the Bee Gees and Tragedy. Hey, what a time to be alive today, eh? The hot dog eating championships are taking place at New York. Contestants will eat as many hot dogs as they can. The reigning champion is Joey Jaws Chestnut, who won last year's after setting a world record of 72. 72 hot, I don't know how long it took him. Well, there you go, 72 hot dogs. The best time to water your plants, 4 a.m. Okay, so you, nothing to add, that's it, it's the fact. The best time to water your plants is 4 a.m. Hope you're good for Wednesday morning. The main news this morning, of course, the mood of the nation lifted. England progressing to the quarterfinals. Penalty shootout last night against Colombia. England winning on penalties is just too weird, isn't it? Can't get your head around it.
Incredible scenes in Moscow. England have finally done it. Eric Dyer with the winning penalty. Jordan Pickford, the hero, with the save. They're into the last eight of the World Cup. Unbelievable in Moscow.
Yeah, I mean, I've seen so many losing shootouts going back over 30 years that it's fantastic to win one in the World Cup. Absolutely brilliant. Never thought I'd see it, but fantastic.
It's amazing.
I was there in Germany. Couldn't watch it. It was the biggest pain you've ever had. That there, I almost left in the same way I did Germany. And we won on penalties. England can't win on penalties. They don't win on penalties. But we won. We won on penalties. And that's got to be great for their mindset, because they can believe now. Not only can they win and get to the quarterfinals, but they can win on penalties.
It's coming home.
It's Eric Dyer against David Ospina.
Yes! Yes! Eric Dyer wins the shootout. England have won a shootout. Ghosts are exercised. England are in the World Cup quarterfinal.
Aircheckdownloads.com.